We're turning now in the scriptures again to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 23. Isaiah chapter 23, we're reading verses 1 through 18, the whole chapter, Isaiah 23. I hear now the word of the Lord from Isaiah 23. Starting in verse 1, these are the words of God. The oracle concerning Tyre. Wail, O ships of Tarshish, for Tyre is destroyed without house or harbor. It is reported to them from the land of Cyprus. Be silent, you inhabitants of the coastland, you merchants of Sidon. Your messengers crossed the sea and were of many waters. The grain of the Nile, the harvest of the river, was her revenue, and she was the market of nations. Be ashamed, O Sidon, for the sea speaks, the stronghold of the sea, saying, I have neither travailed nor given birth. I have neither brought up young men nor reared virgins. When the report reaches Egypt, they will be in anguish at the report of Tyre. Pass over to Tarshish. Wail, O inhabitants of the coastland. Is this your jubilant city, whose origin is from antiquity, whose feet used to carry her to colonize distant places? Who has planned this against Tyre, the bestower of crowns, whose merchants were princes, whose traders were the honored of the earth? The Lord of hosts has planned it, to defile the pride of all beauty, to despise all the honored of the earth. Overflow your land like the Nile, O daughter of Tarshish. There is no more restraint. He has stretched his hand out over the sea. He has made the kingdoms tremble. The Lord has given a command concerning Canaan to demolish its strongholds. He has said, you shall exalt no more, O crushed virgin daughter of Sidon. Arise, pass over to Cyprus. Even there you will find no rest. Behold, the land of the Chaldeans, this is the people which was not. Assyria appointed it for desert creatures. They erected their siege towers. They stripped its palaces. They made it a ruin. Wail, O ships of Tarshish, for your stronghold is destroyed. Now in that day, Tyre will be forgotten for 70 years, like the days of one king. At the end of 70 years, it will happen to Tyre as in the song of the harlot. Take your harp. Walk about the city, O forgotten harlot. Pluck the strings skillfully. Sing many songs that you may be remembered. It will come about at the end of 70 years that the Lord will visit Tyre. Then she will go back to her harlot's wages and will play the harlot with all the kingdoms on the face of the earth. Her gain and her harlot's wages will be set apart to the Lord. It will not be stored up or hoarded, but her gain will become sufficient food and choice attire for those who dwell in the presence of the Lord. And thus far in the word of the Lord. So here is Tyre being judged. It is a city. So now surrounded, as we look at the context of this, in the text, they're surrounded by the nations also being judged as Judah and Jerusalem are going to be judged. Further emphasizing the point that Judah, as this was written to them specifically, that they need to repent and that Jerusalem is no better than these pagan nations. But Tyre's judgment ends a long line of nations under judgment since chapter 13. Tyre, as you could tell from the description of it, is a nation, a city of great commerce. It's the marketplace. It's where all the nations came and traded and did business together. We see in this nation a nation without ships, when they were formerly a nation with many ships. And you hear that word of the ships of Tarshish, going all the way to Tarshish. They were sent out from Tyre. And Tyre is living as a nation without God. You look at verse 17, and Tyre is portrayed as a prostitute, the harlot, who is going out to earn her wages. Tyre was the capital of Phoenicia, located around the Mediterranean Sea. When Tyre was in dire need as Assyria threatened to overtake them, Tyre being weak, they turned to whom for help? Was it the Lord? No, it was not. They turned to Egypt. And they were reestablished. And then when overtaken by Babylon in 572 BC, where Phoenicia as a nation came to an end, Tyre the city, later, as it sort of describes here, the 70 years, later was completely taken over by Alexander the Great. And the Phoenician language was lost. It became a Hellenistic culture, or Greek-speaking. Tyre at one time was great, verse 3. She was the marketplace of the nations, verse 8, whose merchants were princes, whose trader were the honored of the earth. And here is the news of destruction of Tyre, and it's reaching the ears of those at Cyprus. Egypt, verse 5, was dismayed at this news. And the people of Tyre are scattered throughout the region. But why this downfall? What is the cause? Humanly speaking, it was the Babylonians who came in and destroyed them. But verse 9 reveals who's behind even Babylon, and that it was the Lord of hosts who planned this. Verse 11, He has stretched His hand out over the sea. He, that's the Lord, has made the kingdoms tremble. The Lord has given a command concerning Canaan to demolish its strongholds. He has said, You shall exalt no more, O crushed virgin daughter of Sidon. Arise, pass over to Cyprus. Even there you will find no rest. There are two themes in the chapter. The first theme is the danger of materialism. Tyre's commerce, their materialism, is likened unto a prostitute. Commercialism can easily assume the policy of the highest profit regardless of means, no matter how we get there. And so we are called to not store up treasures for ourselves on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but store up our treasures in heaven. The second theme deals with God's ownership of all property. All that Tyre earns will be given to the Lord, verse 18. And so we ought not to have idols of what we have gained, making them our gods, but we ought to be good stewards of what God has given to us, while reminding ourselves that repentance is absolutely necessary, lest we too become like Tyre, or any of the nations who previously we've seen the Lord promising to judge, because they did not trust in the Lord, but they trusted in other nations, or they trusted in things. Even for Judah and Jerusalem, they trusted in Egypt, they trusted in Assyria. And so let us be people who are quick to repent and trust and depend upon the Lord alone. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, God in whom we trust, we are a people who often, because of our remaining sin, fail to trust You. And yet, Father, as we confess, we do trust in You. We love You. We want to depend upon You. The Spirit working in us gives us these desires. And we praise You for the work You have done, especially where we have been enabled to submit to You. And yet, Father, there are areas in which we do not trust in You, or times in which we do not trust in You. And so, Father, we ask that You would forgive us of our sin. Cause us to turn back to You, to trust in You in various areas where we have failed. That we would not end up like Tyre, or like Judah, or Jerusalem, or Israel, or Babylon, or Assyria, or Cush, and Ethiopia, and Arabia. All these different nations and cities who have turned and trusted in things or other people, and not trusted in You. Let us not be like that, though our fleshly, natural desire is to be like them. Lord, keep us from such desire, and give us the mind of Christ. Cause us to love You, as He, the Son, trusted You, the Father, in all things, and so He prayed unceasingly unto You. And as we see it in John 17, in other places where He called out to You in prayer, cause us to have the same mind as He has, to come quickly to the Father and often. Now, Father, we plead this evening, and those who have struggled in their bodies, we pray for Karen. We thank You that she is now home from the hospital. We ask that You would heal her body, cause her to trust in You and You alone. Not only we pray for salvation, but for the healing of her body. Pray also for Pastor Dunn and Marie and others who are perhaps sick. We think also of Jeff's father and Phyllis's mother. Father, heal these people. And may they believe in You, may You have salvation in You if they do not. And those who do, sustain Your people and uplift them in their hearts and souls and their minds, that their thoughts would be upon You and not against You, or not despairing, not fearing death. Father, we do pray for Jeff's mother, that You would comfort her in this time of struggle, seeing her husband dying. And yet, Father, we ask that You would save her if she's not already saved. Strengthen her faith, which, as Jeff has told, is weak. Lord, grant her a love for You and a trust in Your sovereign plan. Father, we also pray for Sharon, that You continue to heal her body. We praise You to what the doctors have reported, and ask that You would continue strengthening her body to serve You. Father, as we have looked at many nations led by evil and wicked men, leaders, Father, we pray for our government. Father, we ask that You would save them. They are far from You, most of them, if not all. We ask that they would rule according to Your word, and that You would give us peace in the church because of what they do. Father, calls us to honor them as those whom You have ordained and put in place over us. And Father, help us in this, for we are a grumbling people as it has to do with our government and those in authority over us. Forgive us of such sins. Forgive us also of breaking Your commandments, of not loving You and not loving our neighbor as ourself. Cause us to love You and keep Your commandments. Produce fruit in us by Your Spirit because of the gospel and the promises. And even that we would have assurance of salvation. And these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.